I said in the morning time, listening to this radio station, wake up, you know, in the morning with you guys. Mm-hmm. I've listened throughout the whole entire presidential stuff. And all I heard, I said in my mind, this is propaganda.
Give me an example. Give me an example.
Right, like I said to you, I mean, I have a knowledge of history.
Give
right?
me, no, and no, give me an example. Give me an example of the propaganda.
Okay, the propaganda is favoring a candidate.
Right? No, give me an example.
I'm explaining to you. I'm explaining to you on my terms, not your terms, on my terms.
No, you're going to do it on, no. You don't see, that's the thing. You're going to do it on my terms. You're going to explain to me, you're going to give me an example of the propaganda. Because you're saying that we haven't spoken critically about Barack Obama. Not only have we spoken critically about Barack Obama, we brought on other people who've spoken critically about Barack Obama. As Khalil was saying about the great debate, we brought you the great debate to give you some clear examples of people who have raised legitimate questions about Barack Obama. So I don't know what you...
I said after the fact, yes. I'm talking about as a listener listening to the program, I did not hear about Barack, uncovering Barack Obama. Who is this guy? In the morning time.
Okay.
At this program.
So now we have passed the election. Therefore, if we accept your premises correct, there is nothing we can do about it. So, it's all academic. And, you know, I think we have a whole board full of people, full
yeah,
of
and
people.
I think
let's see if,
calling,
so,
let's
propaganda. See if anyone yeah. agrees with you. BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, Bernard.
Hi there.
Wait, I mean, this guy, show you how much fraud he is. The mainstream media, when they were attacking Obama, scrutinized him extremely thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he didn't even have to listen to BAI. But anyway, I haven't talked to you in a while, Bernard. And I'm glad to see that you're back on Wake Up Call. But my concern is that are you still the program director?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, because, you know, there was, you know, your detractors always said that, you know, you're not... But being the program director, you can't have a show. So, I'm glad to have you back.
I don't know any program director that didn't have a show here at WBAI.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, the things that...
There have been a lot of new rules.
Your good friend Steve Brown, he's put out this stuff.
There have been a lot of new rules that have come into effect since I became program director. A lot of distortions of history, especially coming from the
your good
piece
buddy.
Of piece of fecal
yeah, but anyway,
matter
Monroe made a crazy statement that about black power. You know, I'm telling you something about Monroe. You know, Brother Shine exposed this about Monroe about 8-9 years ago. That Monroe is really, I don't care how progressive he talks, he's really a racist. You know what I mean? And, you know, he actually comes on with that crazy act. But really, he harbors deep resentment for black people achieving parity in this country. He does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did he call me?
What would love Bernard? What Monroe called you, we're not going to go into. But thank you very much for the call.
Okay.
All right. Let's take another call.
Take one more.